弟兄姐妹朋友们，祝你平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters in the Lord。
我们今天要继续来看马可福音第二章。
Today we continue to Mark chapter two。
马可福音第二章，我们今天要从第一节重复第一节直到第三章第六节。
Start with chapter 2 from verse 9 to chapter 3:12.
我们不念了
We will read again, we just read it earlier.
那因为今天时间有限呢，我们会比较从比较大的这个广泛的角度来看。
Due to the time limit, I'm going to start from a broader angle to read to review this.Review this book.
一些细节，一些经文的解释我鼓励大家能够参加我们每一周的团契我们都有同样的查考，同样的一段经文。
A detailed study and the explanation for each verse. I encourage all brothers and sisters to attend the weekly Bible study and in fact fellowship.
打开马可福音第一章。
Let's open the book to Mark.Chapter 1,
第一节
Verse 1,
应该会背了神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。马可福音是在讲到一个福音，这福音就是耶稣基督。
The Gospel Mark is talking about this good news, and this good news is Jesus.
这个福音好消息是从耶稣基督开始的。
This gospel and good news comes from Jesus Christ.
也就是说，我们在刚刚我问大家这生活如何
In other words, earlier I asked everyone, how is your life?
你要一个真正的好消息，真正持久的好消息。你需要从耶稣基督里头开始找。
If you want a good news and this very lasting good news, you must start from Jesus.
因为耶稣基督他是福音的起头。
Because Jesus is the beginning of the good news.
在地上我们也许有一些解决的方案。
We have a lot of ways to solve our problems in this world.
我们无聊的生活，我们也许在过。几个星期去北美走一趟，我们就心情开朗多
Now we feel our life is boring, we may choose to go to up north to have a trip. Then we feel our lives are lightened.
当我们人生当中真正的好消息是从耶稣基督开始。
But the true good news in our life is from the Lord Jesus Christ.
他带给我们一个永恒的盼望。
He brings to us an everlasting hope for the future.
他带给我们一个永恒的喜乐。
He brings us the joy.
他带给我们一个永恒的平安。
He brought us the eternal peace.
这个平安与喜乐在生活中无论是怎么样，在大的困难当中，我们被压得喘不过气的时候，我们可以在当中仍然有这一份的平安与喜乐。
There's a peace and joy will always be with us, even though we are being burdened by the peace of this world and couldn't lift our hands, couldn't breathe, but the strong peace are still with us.
今天我们看的经文是讲到这个消息，这个好消息，这个福音是有代价的。
In the scripture, we see there's a price for this good news.
这个代价是什么？
What is this price?
好多年前我认识一个弟兄他得到肝癌。当年轻的一个弟兄，很爱主的一个弟兄。
He was very young and very God loving.
他得到肝癌。
He had this liver cancer.
然后医生说你必须要换肝
The doctor told him that you had to have the liver transplant.
有一天他得到好消息。
One day he got the good news.
他在这个 Arkansas 的地方，在 St. Louis 那边有一个肝是适合他的
He was in the Arkansas area, and in St. Louis area, he was a good match for the liver transplant.
就在 St. Louis 那边要开车五个小时。
So St. Louis is about 5 hours away from Arkansas area he was in.
得到这个好消息，他就一路赶过去。
After hearing the good news, he drove all the way there right away.
这个好消息有一个代价。
This good news has a price.
有什么代价？
What's the cost?
有什么代价？开车的代价吗？
Is the price the cost from the driving the car?
这个好消息的有一个代价，就是有人必须把他的肝捐出来。
The cost is that someone else had to donate this liver to him.
今天我们要来看马可福音，第二、第三章，我们看到这福音有一个代价。
Today we are going to read the chapter 2 and 3. We see there's a cost and price for this good news.
就是耶稣基督要为我们而死。
The cost is that Jesus Christ will die for us.
对很多基督徒我们都晓得。
For us Christians, we know this.
但是我们要常常的思考。
And we need to ponder this truth.
我们之前讲过马可福音呢是带我们走一条认识神的路。
Earlier we talked about the Gospel Mark is like a road leading us to know the truth.
让我们能够认识他。
And lead us to the way to know Jesus Christ, know the true God.
我这之前用中文的给大家看了一遍，今天就只放英文了，因为我中英文都放上去的话就满了，看不到。
Yeah, before I share this same picture with the Chinese written on it, today is the same, but in English.
我们第一章第一节讲到福音的起头就是耶稣基督神的儿子。
Chapter 1 verse 1 says, The beginning of the gospel is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这些都是复习。
This is a review.
到了第八章二十九节的时候，彼得就在耶稣追问之下说，你们说我是谁？彼得就说，你是基督。
When we come to chapter 8 verse 29, when Jesus is asking,Who do you say I am? And Peter said, You are the Christ.
到了后面的时候，你就发现到有一个百夫长就看到钉十字架的耶稣基督，就说这人真是神的儿子。
So, and when it comes to the end, when the, when that official saw Jesus died on the cross, and he said, Truly this man was the Son of God.
你就发现到说马可福音原来就环绕着耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So you can see that the book of Mark is surrounding the theme of Jesus is the Lord.
我们上一次也提到一到三章，耶稣有三次召他的门徒。
So we also talked about from the chapter 1 to chapter 3, and Jesus called his disciples 3 times.
第一次他召了四个门徒，他们在捕鱼。
The first time, like he called 4 disciples while they were fishing.
然后走了走了，耶稣又招了一个做税吏的马太。
Then he called the tax collector, Levi and Matthew.
就在第二章的中间。
That's in the middle of chapter 2.
到了第三章的时候，耶稣招了12个门徒。
When I come to chapter 3, Jesus called the 12 disciples.Apostles.
我们上个星期特别讲到第一次跟第二次招门徒的中间，经文提到耶稣舍罪的权柄。
Last time we talked about between the first and second calling of the disciples, and there was a scripture talking about Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
今天我们要思考的是耶稣是我们的真安息。
Today we are going to ponder the truth that Jesus is our true rest.
我们心中有真安息吗？
Do we have true rest in our heart?
我们每一天的生活当中，在忙碌的当中，我们有没有真的安息？
In the business of our daily life, do we have the true rest in our heart?
耶稣有赦罪的权柄。
Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
我们在第一章二十一节的时候，我们读到耶稣能够医治。
In chapter 1, verse 21 to 39, we read that Jesus can heal.
耶稣能够医治，也能够赶鬼。
Jesus can heal and can also drive out evil spirits.
他赶了被鬼附的污鬼附的人，他也医了彼得的岳母。
So he healed himself who were attacked by the evil spirit.
他也医了各种各样的疾病。
He also healed all sorts of kinds of sickness.
接着我们看到耶稣能够洁净。
Again, and also following that, we saw Jesus can clean.
不但能够医治，他还能够洁净我们，让我们能够来亲近神。
Not only can Jesus heal us, he could also cleanse us.
来到第二章的时候，耶稣告诉所有的人，他有赦罪的恩。
When we come to the second chapter, Jesus tells us that he can forgive sins.
他有赦罪的权柄，他有赦罪的恩典。
He has the power and the gift of forgiving sins.
最后我们看到耶稣甚至召罪人与他在一起。
And later we saw Jesus even called sinners to have dinner with them.
当你把这几件事情放在一起的时候，它是越来越朝向一个高潮点。
When we connect all these events recorded, we can see there's a climax building.
耶稣能够医治，他不但能够医治，他还能洁净，把人带到神面前。他甚至能够赦免人的罪，甚至他要把罪人招在他身边。
Jesus can heal, can cleanse, can forgive sins, even call sinners to be his side.
今天我们要看的就是冲突发生了。
Today we are going to take a look at conflicts.
冲突在什么时候发生？
When does conflict occur?
冲突在当耶稣宣告他有赦罪的权柄的时候，冲突发生了。
The conflict occurs when Jesus announces that he has the power to forgive.
所以在第二章里头，你会看到有四个事情。
In chapter 2, we can see there are 4 events.
加上第三章1到6节，一共有五件事情。
Plus the one recorded in the early part of chapter 3, there are total 5 conflict events.
这五件事情要很容易记。
It's easy to remember,
前面四个都有人问为什么。
Here are the first 4 events, there are people asking why.
你知道，小孩子会问为什么，为什么父母常常被问的没话可答。
You know, little children keep asking, often the parent, often asking parents why, and the parents sometimes do not even have words to reply.
第二章也有不断有人问耶稣为什么。
The chapter 2, there are also people kept asking why.
但是他们问为什么不是想要知道。
But the reason they were asking why was not to know, to find out.
他们问为什么，乃是要挑战耶稣。
They asked why because they wanted to challenge Jesus.
第二章，我们来看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第二章的第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins are forgiven.
然后有几个文士们坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这么说呢？他说谨慎的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like this? He's blaspheming.
He can
forgive sins but God alone.
有一个摊子，有四个人带着他来到耶稣面前的时候，耶稣看到他们的信心。
The paralyzed man was brought by 4 people, and when Jesus saw them, he saw their faith.
看到他们有信心来到他跟前的人就说，小子啊，你的罪
是什么。He saw the faith that people come before him, and he said, Son, your sin is forgiven.
文士就不满。
And the scribes were not happy.
他说，这人为什么说罪赦免了呢？
They were thinking why this person is talking about is that he can forgive sins.
有人在挑战耶稣。
Someone is challenging.
耶稣怎么可能赦罪呢？
How can Jesus forgive sins?
耶稣说，我为了要叫你们知道我有赦罪的权柄，就把瘫子医好了。
Jesus said, in order to show that I have the power to forgive, I will heal this paralyzed man.
接着来到第十三节，第二章十三节到十七节的时候，耶稣经过这个利未的身旁，就把他招来了，然后也跟他一起吃饭。
When we come to the next story, starting from verse 13, he passed by Levi, the tax collector, while he was sitting. He called him to follow him, and then he went to his house to have dinner.
然后又有一群的人看到了，又不满了。
And whether there were some people who saw him.And they were really unsatisfied, very unhappy.
16节
Verse
16. 第二章的16节我们来一起来看。
Let's look at the verse 16 together.
16节说法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他门徒说，他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
When the teachers of the law who were Pharisees saw him eating with the sinners,And the tax collectors, and they asked his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?
你看中文没有为什么。
In Chinese translation, it doesn't say why.
英文就翻译把这个为什么放进去。
In the English translation, the why is shown there.
你知道原文是什么说的吗？原文也没有为什么这个字、
In the original text, there is no such word of why.
所以中文翻译的比英文准确在这里、
In this verse translation, Chinese is more accurate according to the original text.
但是意思是在哪里的？
But the meaning is there.
这为什么英文放进去？
That's why the English translation has this why inserted in there.
他说为什么？
And it says why?
耶稣竟然跟税吏和罪人一同吃饭。
And why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?
他们不满。
And they were not happy.
不满的是耶稣这样的一个人为什么让这些罪人让这些税吏跟他在一起。
They were not happy to see Jesus eating with the tax collector and sinners.
来到下面、就开始就有人讨论这个禁食的问题。
And following that, when people are talking about fasting.
18节
From verse 18.
当下约瑟的门徒和法利赛人进食，他们来问耶稣。
Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus.
那他们是谁呢？
Here it says they. Who are these they? Who are these people?
他们是指这些约翰的门徒呢，还是法利赛人？
Does this really mean John's disciples or the Pharisees' disciples?
还是这些、之前的这个法利赛人跟利未人？
Or are these is they referring to the same people that earlier mentioned, the people from the Pharisees?
经文没有明说。
The scripture did not tell us clearly.
但是他给的一个挑战是约翰的门徒跟法利赛人的门徒进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？
But it says a challenge asking John's disciples and Pharisees' disciples are fasting, why not yours?
你为什么不进食？
Why not your disciples fast?
进食没有法律的规定的
Fasting, there's no law demanding that.
那个摩西的律法里面只有一天需要禁食。
In Moses' law, there's only one day that requires fasting.
你知道哪一天？
Do you know which day?
赎罪日。赎罪日叫什么？ Atonement.
Atonement, the day of atonement.
你知道耶稣这个故事里都很有意思的是耶稣说有一天门徒没有进食就是新郎离开他们的时候。
What's interesting in this scripture, Jesus said one day that you will fast, that's the day when the bridegroom will leave you.
耶稣把自己当成是新郎。
Jesus calls himself the bridegroom.
他说我的门徒不进食因为新郎跟他们在一起。
He says, my disciples are not fasting because the bridegroom is with them.
有一天他们要进食，就是新郎离开他们的时候。
One day they will fast when the bridegroom leaves them.
新郎离开他们的时候，是耶稣上十字架的时候。
The timing when the bridegroom leaves them is when Jesus goes on the cross.
耶稣离开他们的时候，也就是赎罪的那一个日子。
The day that Jesus leaves them is the day of the atonement.
赎罪日，他们要禁食。
On the day of the atonement, they need to fast.
吃的时候禁食并没有这个摩西五经里头并没有要求的。
Regular fasting normal days, there's no such requirement from the law of Moses.
这里并不是说摩西不是这些人并不是来问耶稣的门徒说你别人都守律法，你为什么不守律法？这不是这个的问题。
It's another question that these people come challenge Jesus, saying everyone else is obeying the law and your disciples are not. That's not the point.
他们也知道这个禁食并不是律法的要求。
They know that fasting is not required by the law.
所以当我们看到这个新旧的时候，其实不是旧约新约的问题。
So when we look at this new and old, it's not a question between New Testament and Old Testament.
耶稣来告诉他们说，有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，这是不可的，因为这样子会把旧的撕裂。
Jesus explains that you don't use the new class to make the old class because the new class will make the really worse.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
你知道这些人问的时候，他说你看约翰的门徒，你看法利赛人的门徒，他们多敬虔。
These people ask saying, okay, look at the disciples of John the Baptist and the disciples of Pharisees. See how sincere, how sincere they are, how faithful they are.
这里不是谈守律法的问题，这里是谈说谁比较敬虔的问题。
He is not talking about obeying the law. Here we are referring to say who is more holy, who is more faithful.
这些人都禁食。
These people are fasting.
你的门徒为什么不禁食？
Why are not your disciples fasting?
那耶稣就告诉他们说，因为有新郎在他们身边。
And Jesus told them because the bridegroom is with them.
你们所谓的敬虔，但是我告诉你，神现在在这里的时候，你们却不认识他。
The so-called faithful holiness that you are talking about, but the Lord Jesus Christ is with you and you are not.Like that.
所以这些人就挑战耶稣说为什么你们不禁食。
So these people are challenging Jesus, why not your disciples fasting?
来到第二章23到28节的时候，门徒在安息日去经过这个田地的时候就饿了，就抓了一把麦。
Comes to verse 23,When Jesus and his disciples are passing a field and they are hungry, so they pluck some grains.
就拿来吃了。
And they ate that.
这也不是律法的问题，这是法利赛人自己定的一个规条。
This is not the issue of obeying the law. This is the rule that's set up by the Pharisees.
他们说不可做工，也包括了不可用手去抓那个麦穗。
They say to you, you cannot work on the Sabbath day, and it includes you cannot use your hand to pick the grain.
耶稣挑战的不是旧约的律法，耶稣挑战的是人的规定。
Jesus did not challenge the law set up by the Old Testament. He was challenging the rules set up by man.
耶稣就讲了一个故事，讲到大卫当时候在这个圣殿里头就吃了这个陈设饼。
Jesus shared a story that when David passed the temple, he ate the bread that's set up for where the priests can eat.
耶稣就跟他们讲说，这个陈设饼是规定给祭司吃的，这个圣经上有讲。
Jesus explained that this bread offerings can only be consumed by the priests.
就连那只规定给祭司吃的陈设饼，神都容许让大卫吃。
Even those bread that are consecrated for use for the priests only, and Lord, where God allowed David and his people to eat.
你们在安息日自己另外加的这些规条。
And the additional rules were set up for the Sabbath.
讲不好听的话，就说算老几哈。
So who are you can set up these rules?
这些又是为什么需要守？
So why do people have to obey such laws?
耶稣更说，安息日是为人设立的。
Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for men.
我定了安息日，叫人能够得享安息。
I established Sabbath so people can go rest.
我设立了安息日，不是让人去守一大堆的规条。
I set up Sabbath is not to let people to obey a lot of rules.
而是让他们去卸下他们的工作，来享受神的安息。
To put down their worries, their work, and to enjoy God's presence.
就在这里呢，法利赛人就对着耶稣说在24节说，看哪，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事。
The Pharisees said to him, Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?
所以第二章里面有四件事情。
So there are four conflicts events recorded in chapter 2.
四件事情人们都不挑战我们的主说为什么。
There are four events, in these four events, people were challenging Jesus, why?
在你。这经文弄错了，3:1-6。
So from chapter 3, verse 1 to 6.
又在安息日当中法利赛人就带着这个有一个枯干一只手的放在耶稣面前。
On one Sabbath day, the Pharisees bring a person who has a shriveled hand.
3:2.
Verse 2.
众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，医师要控告耶稣。
Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath.
法利赛人规定在安息日不可以做生意，不可以工作。
Pharisees established a law on the Sabbath day that you cannot work, you cannot do anything.
经营工作，其中包括治病。
Now work including healing people.
然后我们回到这个整个结构。
So let's come back to the structure.
你就发现到说，在高潮的时候，耶稣在宣布说他有这个赦罪的权柄。
So we can see that in the climax, Jesus announces that he has the power and authority to forgive sins.
人的挑战就出现了。
And then the challenges from human beings, from men, occur.
他为什么能够赦罪？
Why can he do this? Why can
he 为什么招罪人？
Why does he call sinners?
他为什么跟罪人一起吃饭？
Why does he eat with sinners?
他为什么不禁食？
Why does he not fast?
为何在安息日的时候掐麦穗？
Why does he and his disciples pluck the grains on the Sabbath day?
3:1-6的时候，你发现一件事情，人没有问他为什么。
In chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, we notice one thing that people were not asking why.
而是耶稣问他们。
But Jesus is asking the people why.
耶稣问他们说,
Jesus asked them,
在安息日行善行恶救命害命哪样是可以的?
Jesus asked them, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good and to do evil, or to do evil, to save or to kill.
第四节他们都不作声。
In the verse 4 says that they remain silent.
然后耶稣怒目周围的周围看他们，就忧愁他们的心刚硬。
He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts.
耶稣忧愁人心刚硬。
Jesus was distressed about the stubborn hearts of human beings.
你知道小孩子问为什么，是因为他们想要知道。
We know that the little children ask why because they want to know.
这里有一群人问为什么， 是因为他们的心刚硬。
But here, these people asking why? Because their hearts are stubborn.
他们的心刚硬。
Their hearts are stubborn.
你会发现到说，在最后一个世纪第三章一到六节的时候，充满着讽刺。
So we can see that the last event recorded in chapter 1 to 6, it's filled with sarcasm.
他们要设一个陷阱。
They want to establish a trap.
他们把一个手枯干的放在耶稣那里。
They bring a person with shriveled hand in front of Jesus.
他们要看耶稣什么？他们期待耶稣做什么？
What did they expect Jesus to do?
会治那个人是不是
？They expect Jesus would heal that person.
因为他要陷害耶稣。
Because they want to trap him to accuse him.
我不晓得有没有想过这个事情。
I don't know whether you have thought deeply about this event.
你会把一个枯干的手放在耶稣面前，要陷害他，让他在安息日治病之后，然后就控告他要害他的。在这之前，你要认定耶稣能够什么？能够治病。
When you put a shriveled hand person in front of Jesus, expect him to heal, the assumption they knew before this happening was that Jesus can heal.
如果他们认定耶稣能够治病，他们就应该知道耶稣是谁。
If they know Jesus can heal, they should know who Jesus is.
如果他们知道耶稣是谁，
If they know who Jesus is,
为什么他们还要陷害耶稣？
And why do they set up traps to accuse him?
难怪耶稣说他们，耶稣忧愁他们的心刚硬。
Remember, Jesus said their hearts are stubborn, and he was very distressed.
原来法利赛人并不是不知道。
It's that the Pharisees knew this all along.
讽刺就是说，他们知道耶稣会治病，他们耶稣能够治病，而能够这样子治病的，只有除了神还有谁？
They knew everything very clearly. The sarcastic point is, they knew Jesus can heal, and that person who can heal, if he is not God, then who is?
所以他们要陷害的是他们所等候的那一位。
So they are trying to accuse the one that they have been waiting.
第二个讽刺的事情，第二个讽刺的事情呢，是耶稣反过来指责他们说，在安息日行善行恶、救命害命，哪样是可以的？
The sarcastic point is Jesus come and ask him directly, on the day of Sabbath, what do you do? Do you do good or do you evil? To save or to kill?
原来法利赛人他们安息日所守的规条是让人不得安息的。
You can see that the rules that the Pharisees ask people to obey on the Sabbath day is not to help people have rest.
他们在安息日守的是叫人饥饿的人不得饱足的。
The rules they ask people to obey was thatOn the Sabbath, that those who are hungry will not be fulfilled.
人所设立的规条，人所谓敬虔的方式，并不能叫我们真的饱足。
The rules and the regulations set up by man will not bring fulfillment to the human heart.
人的规条不能叫人得医治。
The regulations set up by man will not heal man.
更讽刺的是谁呢？是什么呢？
Even more sarcastic, what is that?
在安息日，耶稣行善救命。
On the Sabbath day, Jesus, do good and save life.
在安息日，那些法利赛人就开始商讨要怎么除灭生命。
And on the Sabbath day, those Pharisees were starting to establish how to accuse him.To get rid of them.
这些在讲什么？
What are these scriptures talking about?
我们这几段的一个很简单的一个 真理。
So the simple truth through all these scriptures.
耶稣召门徒是要我们传讲耶稣赦罪的恩典。
Jesus called him, his disciples is to ask disciples to share the good news that you know, he can forgive.
因为耶稣要赦罪，人们就要陷害他。
Because Jesus will forgive and the people were trying to accuse him.
也就是说，因为赦罪的恩典，耶稣基督要去死。
In other words, because of the gift, the power of forgiving sins, and Jesus would have to die on the cross.
最后把法利赛人把耶稣钉祭司们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
The priests, the Pharisees, put Jesus on the cross.
耶稣基督也死在十字架上。
Jesus died on the cross.
所以你看到这个招门徒的这段故事里头有两条线，一个是神耶稣基督赦罪的这个权柄。
So you can see in this calling disciples, there are two threats. One is Jesus forgiving sins.
另外一个是冲突的这条线。
And the other one was the threat of conflicts.
最终耶稣要被这些宗教领袖所害死。
And in the end, Jesus was killed by these religious leaders.
马可福音告诉我们的福音，也就是耶稣基督要走上死亡的道路。
The Gospel of Mark is telling us that Jesus will walk this road and to go on the cross.
好像我们这些信靠他的人罪得赦免。
So all those who are believing him will be forgiven.
耶稣要走上死亡的道路。
Jesus will go on this road of death.
好像我们这些接受耶稣基督的人可以跟从他。
So all those who believe in Jesus Christ will follow him.
耶稣基督要走上十字架的道路。
Jesus Christ will go on the road of the cross.
好像安息日的真安息能够成为一个现实。
So the true rest on the Sabbath will become the reality.
在我们跟随基督的道路上，我们需要知道。
While we are on the road of following Jesus, we need to know.
我们传讲这样的一个福音的信息不是容易的。
We need to know that it is not easy to share the good news in gospel like this.
这是世人所不能接受的。
This is not something the world will accept.
就好像新和旧的问题。
It's like the issue with new and old.
新和旧的问题到底是什么问题？
What is the issue between new and old?
我们至少从这第二章里面、第三章里面看得到的是旧的是不愿意有罪的赦免。
You can see from chapter 2 and 3, the old does not want forgiveness of sin.
旧的是不愿意罪人来跟随耶稣。
The old does not want the sinners to follow Jesus Christ.
旧的是不愿意安息，那真安息的主来填饱我们，满足我们每个人的心。
The old does not allow the true rest to fill people, does not allow the true God to grant us the true rest.
旧的不愿意那真安息的主来使我们得到痊愈。
The old does not want the God who gives the true rest to heal us.
这是我们旧的生活，旧的生命，这是我们旧的方式。
This is our old life, our old way of living.
我们在我们的旧生命里头得不着安息的。
In our old lives, we will not have a true rest.
我们在我们旧的生命里头，我们得不着那罪。
In our lives, we receive the forgiveness of sins.
我们得不着真满足。
We will not get the true fulfillment.
内心的创伤得不到医治。
Our hurt and trauma in our hearts will not be healed.
就来到我们的主，救主面前。
We'll come before our true Savior, our Lord.
我们才能得到那罪的赦免。
And that's the only way that we'll have our sins forgiven.
我们才能够得到那真安息。
We will receive the true rest.
真正的医治
The true healing.
新的跟旧的不能放在一起
New and old cannot be together.
我们不能把我们旧的跟耶稣基督那个救赎混在一起，我们必须完全撇下一切来跟随主。
We cannot mix the old with the salvation of the new from Jesus Christ. We have to get rid of the old. Leave that behind.
求神帮助我们，让我们能够愿意来跟随他。
We pray that the Lord will help us to be willing to follow him.
你如果要你的旧的人生的方式跟基督那个新救赎混在一起的话，那是很苦的一件事情。
You can't mix the old lifestyle, the way of living, with the new from the salvation of the Lord. That is not right.
你从第二章到第三章，你就看到这个新的旧的碰在一起的时候，最后那个旧的要把新的杀死。
You can see from chapter 2 and 3, when the old and new were mixed together, the old will kill the new.
很多我们基督徒的生活，我们会过得很苦，因为我们试着把我们旧的人生观、旧的追求跟我们基督徒的信仰连在一起。
We have a lot of challenges suffering in our daily life for Christians because we would mix the old lifestyle and with the new salvation of the Lord.
我们一手抓着世界，一手抓着主。
One hand we are grasping the world, the other hand we are trying to grasp the Lord.
如果你真的抓得住的话，他会把你撕裂的。
If you are actually able to hold on to both, you will be threaded, be torn apart.
你会陷入到痛苦里头。
You will be trapped in the suffering.
因为这两个是彼此为敌的。
Because these two do not belong together.
我们真的要跟随主，我们就跟随那认识主的道路，那一条新的道路。
If I truly follow God, we need to follow the road that leads us to Him.
求神帮助我们，来带领我们。
We ask the Lord to help us and guide us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们仰望你。你是我们的主
Our Savior, our Lord.
让我们而活
Help us to live for you.
不再为自己而活
No longer live for ourselves.
让我们在你里面，在你的救赎里面，知道自己乃是那新造的人
Help us realize in your salvations that we are the new creation.
我们不再像以前用旧的眼光去看这一切。
We will look at all of this with the old eyes, old views.
主帮助我们
Lord, help us.
能够开我们的心眼
Open the eyes of our heart.
能够来跟随你
And so we can follow you.
那三心两意的人并不能得着什么。唯有专心一意的跟随你的，主你必赐福。
Those half-hearted, the person cannot receive the true blessing. Only those wholeheartedly follow Jesus will get the blessing that the Lord gives.
求主你看顾带领。
We ask your guidance. We ask your protection.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.